En un espacio inigualable. En solo 6 días le perderás el miedo a hablar en inglés y mejorarás tu comprensión auditiva de una forma asombrosa. Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Mientras la mayor parte de la población española busca un rinconcito en la arena para poner la toalla y clavar la sombrilla, otros están buscando un buen puesto de trabajo. Si estás entre los dos del segundo grupo, esto te interesa. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan y aprovecha tu tiempo para alcanzar un nivel de inglés que te ayude a encontrar ese puesto de trabajo que quieres. Más de 1000 horas de inglés intensivo, inmersiones en entornos 100% angloparlantes, prácticas y nuestros profesores Vaughan, que marcan la diferencia.
Apúntate. Llama al 91-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, hello. Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's... yeah, it's time to get on with the show.
You're listening to The Salad.
Now then, everybody, yes, welcome to the program. That's right. Now let's have a little look. First of all, let's get a conundrum on the go. Let's get a conundrum out there, shall we? So I'm going to think of one right now, live here on the program. So here we go. Let's think. Now, get blank the sofa and do something. What do you think, salad listeners? So get blank the sofa and do something. I like it. That's our conundrum for today. I have to fill in the blank. Okay, so get blank the sofa and do something. Now, we'll be revealing the answer at the end of the program. I'm also going to launch it now on our Vaughan Radio app. There we go. Okay, that's out there. So stay tuned to find out the answer. But I'm sure you're going to know this one. It must be easy for you by now, I'm sure. Now then, what's on the program today? Of course, we have some salad news bits, news from around the world. We're going far afield today. I can confirm that for you. So stay tuned to find out more about that. And what else do we have? Yes, we have fantastic phonetics on the program. We'll be looking at a phonetic sound, which we make when we join two or more words together. So what will our phonetic sound be today? Well, stay tuned to find out. But right now, it's time for... Salad News Bits! Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits. Here comes our headline. Australia is to create a national space agency. I see. Okay, so Australia is to create a national space agency. Okay, Australia is going to space. That's our headline for today. Well, they're creating a national space agency. We're going over live to Australia to find out more. We're Graham Bruce. That's right. Our Australian correspondent is waiting for us. Well, Australian and Australasian. He's waiting for us. Graham, can you hear me?
G'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. Australia will create or will establish a national space agency, the government has said. Although the space industry employs about 11,500 people, Australia is one of the few major developed countries that do not have a space agency.
Oh, I see. So they're creating a space agency. So, although they employ around 11,500 people, you know, that's a lot. So the space industry employs 11,500 people. They're one of the few developed countries that doesn't have a space agency, I see. Interesting news.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Very interesting. So, the industry minister said it was crucial that Australia capitalised on the growth of the global space industry. Now, the move follows a domestic industry review which called for a dedicated body to be established. So, and I quote here, so in inverted commas, the agency will be the anchor for our domestic coordination and the front door for our international engagement.
Okay, so the move follows a domestic industry review which called for a dedicated body to be established. So, it's very important for Australia to capitalise, they said, on the growth of the global space industry. Of course, it's a growing industry. And we're going to see more and more people going to space in the future. And not just astronauts. Anybody. Well, if you have the money, of course.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. It's a growth industry, mate. So, now, what can I say? Oh, yeah, the government is expected to announce further details of the International Astronautical Congress in Adelaide this week. So the conference will be attended by thousands of global space experts, including the heads of other national agencies and private companies. So it's, you know, it's a pretty big deal here in Australia. Now, the country is largely reliant on overseas nations like the United States for its satellites and Earth observation data. And all that stuff, you know, comes from space, Dave.
Ah, it's true, because when I think, you know, a layman here, I think of the space industry. I think of rockets going to space and colonizing the moon and stuff. But it's true what you said. So Australia is largely reliant or dependent on overseas nations like the United States for its satellite and Earth observation data. You know, all that satellite stuff, of course, Earth observation data, you know, GPS, etc., all comes from space. So, yeah, we can certainly see the importance of, you know, capitalizing on the growth in this sector.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. So the Space Industry Association of Australia has argued that the country is well placed to expand, you know, its space technologies because of its location, large geographical size, and the relatively low population.
Now, that is true. Yeah, it's true. So the country is well placed or well located. Because of its location, its large geographical size, and relatively low population. That's right. It's sending satellites to space, rockets, you know, observatories, etc. You need a fairly low population, quite a large country. And Australia, you know, has all of those things. So Australia is to create a national space agency.
Yeah, that's right. So the space industry is, you know, very happy about that. And, you know, we're expecting to get, you know, more and more updates, you know, over the coming few weeks, certainly, if not days. So, yeah, Australia's going to create its national space agency, Dave. So here from Australia, back to the news.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. Okay, so Australia and space, of course. The space industry, it's a growth sector. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Haz un máster en inglés profesional. En solo 5 meses saldrás perfectamente preparado para comunicarte en inglés en el trabajo. No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli. Estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Phonetics. Yes, welcome to Fantastic Phonetics. Now we have our phonetic sound. Today is CUDA. CUDA, like barracuda. It's a fish, yeah, barracuda. Barracuda, which a fish. Now, well, quite a big fish, aggressive, I think, barracudas. So, our phonetic sound is CUDA today. Now, what does it mean? Does it sound familiar? Well, really, it's could have. That's right. I could have gone to the party. I could have gone to the party. I could have. You could have made me dinner. That's right. You could have invited me to your wedding. You could have invited me. That's right. You could have told me. You could have paid me for my work. So could have is could have. Podrías haberme lo dicho. Podrías haberme invitado a la fiesta. You could have invited me to the party. So could I, could have. What do you think, salad listeners? Now, let's have a look. So how do we say could have? With good phonetics, we say CUDA. That's right. So try after me, CUDA. Okay, here we go, let's go. I CUDA, CUDA, CUDA. I could have CUDA. Now then, this is the interactive part of the program here. So we're to interact with me. We're going to have a look at some examples here. All you have to do is translate these into perfect English using CUDA. Could have, CUDA. Podría haber. Okay. Are you ready? Let's go. Here we go. Here's the first one, salad listeners. This one may sound familiar. I may have given the game away here with one of my examples. I thought it sounded a little bit familiar. Now I know why. Here's the first example. Translate this into perfect English using CUDA. Okay, here we go. ¿Podrías haberme lo dicho? What do you think, salad listeners? You could have told me. Okay, you could have told me. Ka-coo-coo-coo-cooda. Ka-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-cooda. That's right. So you could have told me. You could have told me. Okay. Podrías habérmelo dicho. You could have told me. Okay. Now, of course, we always talk about the phonetic sounds linking words together. You can study individual words, but really we speak with whole sentences linking words together. So the phonetics, of course, for accent. Okay. You could have told me, or you could have told me. No, you could have told me. So for accent, your accent's going to be 100 times better, or 200, or 300. Okay. Of course, fluency, but above all, as we always say, sobre todo, above all, for understanding. So if you're in a conference call, you're trying to understand. You know, you're in a pub in Dublin. That's right. You're watching a film or a TV series, understanding. So, but the more you do, the more you use this kind of contractions, you know, the more you'll understand. The better accent you have, the more fluency you'll have. Let's have another one here, okay? Translation to perfect English using CUDA. Podríamos haber tenido un accidente. Podríamos haber tenido un accidente. What do you think? We could have had an accident. We could have had an accident. Okay. Okay, here we go. Try this one. Podría haberte vestido... No, excuse me. Podría haberte visitado... okay. Podría haberte visitado si hubiera sabido tu dirección. Ah, now it makes sense. Hello. So, podría haberte visitado si hubiera sabido tu dirección. Conditional here. Third conditional. What do you think? So, again, could have... Podría haberte visitado. So, I could have visited you. Si hubiera sabido, if I had known your address. So here, if I had known. Okay? So I could have visited you if I had known your address. Wow, it's pretty high level. Okay, so I could have visited you if I had known your address. What do you think? Did anyone get that correct? Okay, well, if you did, a big round of applause for you, okay? Kudos. Kudos to you. Okay, because that's pretty high level.
High level!
Now then, let's have a look at another example here. Are you ready? Here we go. Translate this into perfect English with CUDA.
Me podrías haber llamado.
What do you think? Use CUDA. You could have called me. Okay, you could have called me. Okay.
CUDA, 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 CUDA.
Now then. So, you could have called me. Now, we might also say, podrías haberme llamado, ¿no? You could have called. Obviously, in the context, you know, it's me. So, you could have called me, or you could have called... You just say without the me at the end because, you know, it goes without saying, we can say. Huelga decir, it goes without saying. Now then, we have a few more examples left, so translate this into perfect English. Interact with us here using CUDA, okay?
Esa moto podría habernos matado a todos.
So that motorbike... could have killed us all. That's right, killed us all. That motorbike could have killed us all. That's right.
CUDA, 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 CUDA.
Now then. So, I think it's pretty clear. Could have, we say CUDA. Okay, any questions? Okay, let's go. So, here we go.
Podrían habernos escrito para contarnos la noticia.
What do you think, salad listeners? Translate into perfect English.
So, they could have written to tell us the news. So, here's podrían habernos escrito para contarnos la noticia.
Now, we could say they could have written to us to tell us the news, but the us, it's a bit repetitive. So, we could say they could have written to tell us the news. Okay, it flows better that way than saying us and us twice. Okay, good. So we have two more here, so let's keep practicing with these. You ready? Here we go. Podríamos haber ganado fácilmente si hubiéramos participado. What do you think? More conditionals here. Pretty high level.
High level!
Now, here we go. What do you think, shout out listeners? We could have easily won if we'd taken part. If we had. So we could easily won if we had taken part. That's right.
Cura.
Okay. Now we have one left here, salad listeners. Okay. So I think it's, you know, I think we know by now how to use this cura. I know we can all say that sound. You have a barracuda. Cura. So here we go. The last one. Portugal podría haber ganado la Copa de Europa. Oh, in el 96 or whatever it was. Okay, I know that they won it. Yeah, but this was written before they won the last one. And they played a final. Was it 96? Correct me if I'm wrong. It could have been a World Cup, you know? So anyway, Portugal podría haber ganado la Copa de Europa en aquel entonces. Something like that we could say. What do you think? Portugal could have won the European Cup. Portugal could have won the European Cup. And they did! Cuda. There we go. So I think it's pretty clear. Could have. Cuda. Okay, salad listeners. Yes, this is fantastic phonetics.
Cuda. Cuda.
Now, here we go. All you have to do here, just to nail this down, para rematarlo, okay? We're going to do something. All you have to do here to get perfect phonetics, okay, and fantastic phonetics, is repeat after me, okay? It's going to make it easy for you. You have to translate or anything. It's another way of interacting with us here. All you have to do is repeat after me. Are you ready? Here we go. Here's the first one. You could have told me. Okay, very good. That's right. Okay. So master this. Next one, repeat after me. We're just reviewing the examples we looked at, but now just to nail them down. Okay? Repeat after me. We could have had an accident. That's quite different. So we could have had an accident. Okay? One more time. We could have had an accident. Okay, very good, salad listeners. That's right. Now then, repeat after me. I could have visited you if I had known your address. So I would say address rather than address. Address. Okay, so. I could have visited you if I had known your address. Okay, not bad. That's right. Okay, here we go. Next one. You could have called. Okay, easy. There we go.
Cuda.
Now then, repeat after me. That motorbike could have killed us all. Let's try that one more time. So killed us all. So that motorbike could have killed us all. Okay, very good. I like it, salad listeners. Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. They could have written to tell us the news. It's a little bit tricky. They could have written to tell us the news. Okay, that's better. Very good. Okay, let's keep going. Just two more here. Repeat after me in perfect English. We could have easily won if we had taken part. So let's have a look at that. So we could have easily won if we had taken... So if we'd taken part. One more time. Repeat after me. We could have easily won if we'd taken part. Okay, much better. And the last one, salad listeners... Well, I said Portugal before, but they already won the World Cup. So I'm going to change this one. I'm going to say they. They could have won the European Cup. One more time. They could have won the European Cup. Oh, that's right, salad listeners. Okay, very good. So we've seen could have, coulda. This is how native speakers are going to speak. Now, we've said the more you try and get some of these phonetic sounds into your language, the better you'll get. Okay, the more fluency you'll have, the better accent you'll have, but the more you'll understand. But it's one of those things, you know. You know, you need to just keep doing it yourself, okay? Just keep practicing it. The more you get in there, the more you'll understand, the better accent you'll have, okay? You need to use it yourself for perfect understanding, and this is the key. So it's identifying sounds, okay? Or identifying words within sounds, okay? So the more you use this kind of language, the better understanding you'll have. Okay, so there you have it, CUDA. So, I could have done my homework, but I didn't. I've heard that one before, some of my students. Yeah, podría haber hecho los deberes. I could have done my homework, but I didn't. Well, hopefully you'll do your homework, salad listeners. Okay, that's all we have time for on Fantastic Phonetics. Now, salad listeners, okay. So I hope you have that CUDA in your brain here. Could have. Okay. Yes, I could have listened to the whole program. I could have listened to the whole program. Now, yeah, well, you know, I could have come up with a conundrum today. So to come up with this is to invent something. Oh, I did. I did come up with a conundrum. I could have done it, but I did do it. That's right. So what was our conundrum? Can you remember? It was with the verb to get. Now, the conundrum was get blank the sofa and do something. What do you think? What could that be? Now, it is, of course, get off the sofa and do something, salad listeners. Okay? So, levántate del sofá y haz algo. Get off the sofa and do something. Okay, so to get off. So you're on the sofa. Remember, to be on the sofa. In that case, you would get off the sofa. I think that makes sense, salad listeners. Okay, very good. So I'm going to, yes, I finished that one off. So let's have a look now. Yes, over 58% got that correct. So to get off the sofa. That's something I say to my son quite a lot. You know, he's been watching cartoons for too long. And I'll say to him, oh, yeah, I think it's time to get off the sofa and do something. Your homework, for example. Yeah, because now he has homework, you know, and he puts it off. You know, so like, aplazar las cosas is to put things off. He procrastinates, we can say. So I might have to say to him, get off the sofa and do your homework. Or if he hasn't done his homework, when I get back, I'll say, you could have done your homework. Podrías haber hecho los deberes. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, excellent stuff. We'll have more conundrums for you next time on the program. So thanks for taking part. And, of course, thanks for listening to The Salad today. We'll be back. The Salad's every day on Vaughan Radio at 7:30 p.m. So we'll have more for you tomorrow. Same time, same place on The Salad, of course.
Ahora sí que no te...